And we want to welcome into our studios Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. And good afternoon, Lydia.
Hi, Paul.
Are you enjoying this nice weather?
Oh, of course. Yeah. How can you not?
It's going to get hot, though.
That's okay.
You like really hot weather?
And I would rather have it than overcast and constantly dripping. Or if it's a choice, I'll take a really hot weather.
Over 30 below?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not me. The dew points are supposed to be in the high 70s Saturday and Sunday. That's that's going to be nasty.
I won't say that I love it, but I'll still take that over what it's been doing recently with the constant haze. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know of a lot of summer activities at the Madison Library, and ready to tell us all about it?
Yeah. I mean, of course, our main one still going strong is the summer reading program. The theme of that is Showtime at Your Library. So we're doing that at all three libraries, Madison, Dawson, and Canby, and kids can still sign up for it, even though it's underway. They can still read books and put their name in drawings to win prizes. Each of the library's programs is slightly different. They have different activities, different crafts, things like that. So just go onto the Madison, Dawson, or Canby websites or Facebook pages, or go into the libraries themselves for the lowdown on what everybody's plan is there and what their times and events are. And also, I can't help reminding again, because it's kind of cool, we'll be doing drawings for Nooks for the summer reading program.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
For each book that a participant reads, they can put their name in that drawing for Nook. So if they read 20 books, they can really kind of stack the decks in their favor of getting that Nook, because they could put their name in 20 times.
Oh, wow. That's a nice prize.
Yeah. And Nook works great with Libby, as I've mentioned before, which is why we picked that. So then they'll be ready to do even more reading with their Nook.
Okay.
Outside of summer reading program, we have a craft kind of in all ages, so to speak, a craft going on this week at the three libraries. It's for ages 9 and over, so a pretty broad range there. Madison, Dawson, and Canby are going to have instructor Kristen Craig-Mile back to do a class on decorating terracotta pots.
Oh.
So I think they're going to be decoupaging them and just making them look really cool. Take a basic, boring little clay pot and make them fancy and decorative. So Friday, June 28th, this Friday, she's going to be in Canby at 12 p.m., and then also Friday, she'll be in Madison at 3:30. Then that Saturday, June 29th, she'll be in Dawson at 1 p.m. You do have to pre-register for this one because we only have 20 openings for each library.
Okay.
So call us or stop by at Madison, Dawson, or Canby to sign up for that. Jumping forward into July, it's almost here anyway.
Yep, one more week.
Madison is going to be hosting an event we're calling Squirrel Day. We made that up. Yes.
Squirrel Day?
Squirrel Day.
Okay. What's that about?
Well, it is going to be a day of squirrel-themed activities.
Oh, okay.
We're doing that on Saturday, July 20th. It starts at 10:30 a.m. when we'll have a story time for the younger kids, or, you know, if you're an adult and you want to hear a story, you can sit in too and hear all about squirrels. Then at 11, we're going to be making and decorating mason jar squirrel feeders. So we'll have glass paints and different things so that after you assemble your squirrel feeder, you can actually decorate it. That'll be kind of cool. That portion of it, the feeder making, also you need to sign up for that. The rest of this stuff you can just walk in for, but if you want to do the mason jar squirrel feeder craft, you have to pre-register.
Okay.
So call us at 598-7938 extension 1 for that. And then also that Saturday we're going to wrap up the day by watching a squirrel documentary on the big screen in our meeting room. So just something a little fun and different. And again, that's Saturday, July 2nd.
Okay.
Madison also is still hosting our bi-weekly crochet club. We hold that the first and third Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. And if you like to crochet or you're maybe just getting interested in it, you can bring your supplies and come crochet with people and socialize and get advice from librarian Karen, who is our resident crochet expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's kind of a little skimming the top of what's going on. We're very busy, of course, with summer reading. So a lot of our stuff right now is dedicated to that. So definitely, again, stop by and see the full calendars for summer reading, because it's mini weekly events for that.
Okay. Yeah. Real good. Well, should we talk about what the staff at the Madison Public Library is reading this week?
Absolutely. All right. Let's do it.
Let's get into that.
Let's start with Deb. She is reading Alex and Eliza, Alex and Eliza Book 1 by Melissa De La Cruz. The fascinating love story of Alexander Hamilton and Eliza Schuler comes to life in Alex and Eliza, a Love Story. Eliza is the daughter of a wealthy colonial landowner, and Alexander is a poor orphan from the Caribbean. When Alexander must travel to Eliza's family's house to inform her father of some serious news, he soon meets and falls in love with beautiful Eliza Schuler. Unfortunately, the two do not reunite for another 2 years until a chance meeting leaves Eliza falling head over heels for Alexander. I think that one kind of came about after the popularity of the musical Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this lady kind of jumped on that bandwagon, and she's got a series of 3 books now on the topic.
Okay.
I've been reading The Crusade for Forgotten Souls, Reforming Minnesota's Mental Institutions by Susan Bartlett Foutier. In 1940, Ingela Shea, the daughter of Norwegian immigrants, took a job as a low-paid attendant at Anoka State Hospital, one of Minnesota's 7 asylums. She would work among people who were locked away under the shameful label insane, called inmates, and numbered more than 12,000 throughout the state. She acquired the knowledge and passion that would lead to the Crusade for the Forgotten Souls, a campaign to reform the deplorable conditions of mental institutions in Minnesota. This book chronicles that remarkable undertaking, inspired and carried forward by ordinary people under the political leadership of Luther Ljungdahl, a Swedish Republican who was the state's governor from 1946 to 1951. Catherine is reading The Rabbit Listened. Her and her girls just read this one, and it's by Corey Dorfield. With its spare, poignant text and irresistibly sweet illustrations, The Rabbit Listened is a tender meditation on loss. When something terrible happens, Taylor doesn't know where to turn. All the animals are sure they have the answer. The chicken wants to talk it out, but Taylor doesn't feel like chatting. The bear thinks Taylor should get angry, but that's not quite right either. One by one, the animals try to tell Taylor how to process this loss, and one by one, they fail. Then the rabbit arrives. All the rabbit does is listen, which is just what Taylor needs. Whether read in the wake of tragedy or as a primer for comforting others, this is a deeply moving and unforgettable story, sure to soothe heartache of all sizes. I can't talk today, Paul. We need a cure for that.
Right.
La la la. Karen is reading Dead News, a Dakota Mystery, Book 5, by M.K. Coker. Poised to win her first contested election in Etta County, South Dakota, Sheriff Karen McAfee is broadsided by bad news. Not only does a hooligan deface a turbine in the county's new wind farm, but Allison Linderman, daughter of a Twin Cities media mogul, is found dead on the launch day of an electronics recycling center. Is it eco-terrorism in reverse or something more insidious? Branded as a bumbling pair of misfits, Karen and her detective uncle, Merrick, must solve the high-profile murder under a media microscope, or they'll both lose their jobs.
Mm.
And Alice is reading Dead White, a Dakota Mystery, Book 1 by M.K. Coker. They're both working on this series right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Detective Merrick Okerfold unknowingly passes a dying man in a Dakota blizzard and gets what he changed jobs to avoid, a homicide. Acting Sheriff Karen McAfee asks for a part-time detective to teach her the ropes and loses what she changed jobs to keep. Peace in her family. Together, estranged detective and sheriff stand uneasily over a frozen body, that of Dale Hansen, operations manager at the local meatpacking plant. Both Karen and Merrick doubt their ability to give the victim justice. Karen is a former police dispatcher without a shred of investigative experience. Merrick has enough experience for both of them, but he'd rather dust off his carpenter's license to save the last takeout restaurant in town from hooligans. They'll both be out in the cold, though, if they can't put aside their differences to find a killer.
All right. You guys read a lot up there, don't you?
Yes. Every week it's something new. We go through them pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Where are you located? And when's the library open, Lydia?
Well, Madison Library is right on downtown Main Street, Madison. As you're going south towards the courthouse, we're kind of at the end of what I think of as the old Main Street buildings, and we're on the west side of the street. We're open Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30, Friday from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 10 to 2. Monday through Thursday, we're closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right, and you always can check you out on your website and Facebook page. You do a nice job of keeping that up, Lydia.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and that is Madison Public Library MN to find us on Facebook. And not just events, also random things we want to post photos of. You never know what you might find.
That's right. All right, well, enjoy your nice walk back to the library today.
I sure will.
All right, thanks, Lydia.
Thanks, Paul.
Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.